AP News for this Saturday, April 20th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On this vote, the yeas are 311 and the nays are 112. The bill is passed.
The long-awaited funding for Ukraine is passed in the U.S. House of Representatives in a rare weekend session. With supporters waving Ukrainian flags, it's part of a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies, which has been lagging for months. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall.
From Putin's full-scale invasion of Ukraine to Chairman Xi threatening Taiwan and the Pacific, to the Ayatollah rearing his ugly head, invading Israel through his proxies, the eyes of the world are upon us.
Many conservatives oppose the foreign funding. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Not to secure our own border that is invaded every single day.
Because he worked with Democrats to get the foreign funding passed, House Speaker Mike Johnson faces a conservative caucus threat of being removed as House Speaker.
I've done here what I believe to be the right thing.
Senate passage is expected. The President of Ukraine sent a message thanking America. President Biden signed an extension of the FISA Surveillance Act. The Senate passed the controversial anti-terrorism program just after its midnight deadline. In Israel,
Gaza hospital officials say that an Israeli airstrike on a residential building in Rafah has killed at least 9 people, most of them children. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Officials in Maryland announce a third temporary channel has opened for boats near the site of the collapsed Key Bridge. This is Record Store Day in America. Luke Sardello at Josie Records in Dallas.
People enjoy having a tangible piece of music that they can hold in their hand.
This is AP News. A somber Passover this year in Israel.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. Jews around the world will soon celebrate Passover. But this year, when Passover begins on Monday, many families are torn on how to celebrate.
We're just gonna sit and eat a normal dinner.
Alon Gott's mother was killed, and his wife and sister were taken hostage in the Hamas attack of October 7th. His wife was returned, but his sister remains in Gaza.
We can't really celebrate any freedom.
The Israeli government has also scaled back upcoming festivities in light of the mood and fearing public protests. Millions have been casting ballots in India during a six-week-long national election in a referendum where Hindu nationalism is taking center stage. AP correspondent Kritika Pathy has more.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who's made Hindu nationalism mainstream over the last 10 years, has got his eyes on a third straight term. Modi has become popular for blending Hinduism with development.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.